You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
If the New Year's rolled around, you're like, I've got to shed some pounds, take off a few LBs.
Yes.
U.S. News and World Report every year puts out their list of the best diets for you to try. And this year, they are giving the nod to the flexitarian diet. Have you heard of that?
Yeah, I do it every time I get out of the shower. I'm on that diet right in front of the mirror.
Flexitarian is where you eat lots of fruits, vegetables, mm-hmm. whole grains, and plant-based protein. But the flex part of that is you can still have a little meat if you're craving it.
This is the one I want to do. I want to research this more and dive a little deeper into this one. I like this diet. Yeah, because you're eating all the good stuff, and then you get a little bit of meat when you want to.
Not me. I'm going to go with, because I am Italian, I think I want to shift over to the number one. Oh, that one, the flexitarian, is number one for weight loss.
Okay.
The number one overall diet, they say, just for your health in general, is the Mediterranean diet, which I should be on anyway, being an Italian boy.
You take a couple shots of olive oil every day, don't you?
You could. You eat a lot of produce and seafood, but you limit the dairy and meat. I'm not as into meat as I used to be, although Gretchen made a roast in the Instapot.
Oh, I love roasts.
Oh,
with the potatoes and the carrots and the onion in there.
My God. Well, she didn't put the potatoes in this time because we're trying to cut out some carbs.
Oh, that's true.
Get a load of this. Here's some great news. The Grammys are officially postponed. they are moving them back. They were originally supposed to go down on the 31st of this month. They have not chosen a new date yet, but they say it's postponed. My recommendation is that they reschedule it for the year 2059.
Just cancel it forever.
We don't need Grammys.
Just cancel it.
It's just silly. And then, get a load of this, for people who are obsessed with celebrities, they must do, you know, they must watch every Kardashian episode, they must grab every People magazine, they're just obsessed with celebrities. You're not going to like this news. This is so rude. Researchers say that if you are obsessed with celebrities, you're not very...
Ding. Ding, ding.
They gave people an intelligence test and a questionnaire to gauge their level of celebrity worship. And they say there is, and I'm quoting, a direct association between celebrity worship and poor performance on cognitive tests.
Now, I believe it. I believe it.
I do, too. But now here's the thing. They haven't decided yet if you're not smart, it makes you obsessed with celebrities, or if by being obsessed with celebrities, it makes you not
smart.
But
does it just make you smarter in different areas? I mean, you become then a celebrity expert, I guess, which in a way is some sort of intelligence. It's your, you know, your niche. Uh-oh, I've been reading people too much. How do you say it? Is it niche?
It's
either. I like
tomato,
niche.
Tomato.
I like niche. Yeah. I would agree with this. I have an aunt who for years and years and years would devour People magazines and all the, you know, the rag mags and all that. Mm-hmm. And not the brightest bulb on the tree. I won't tell you that right now.
Well,
bless first her heart. First-hand experience. Yeah, bless her heart, man. Bless her heart.
Anyway, don't get mad at us. We are just your humble reporters here. Yep. You can blame the researchers in Hungary. Who came up with it? What else is trending?
You still have a crispy evergreen tree in your living room. Today's the day to go all Paul Bunyan on it. Today is National Take Down Your Christmas Tree Day. They say real trees last about 4 to 5 weeks at best, so if you purchase yours in early December, it's going to light up here pretty quick. It's going to catch on fire. So they say get them out of your house. And this is coming out from the National Fire Prevention Association, so they know their fire hazards.
Yeah, I saw that they say a third of Christmas tree fires happen in January.
Yeah, that's a lot.
That's
people are just
staggering number.
Clicking on the lights one more time. You know, we'll do it one more time. Or they light a candle next to it or something. And still reminds me of one of the most favorite stories of all time that my dad told me, with the guy that thought, you know, instead of putting it out on the curb, he would just burn the Christmas tree in the fireplace.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, I'll just burn it. And so what he did is he turned it on the side, put the tip of it in the fireplace, and set it on fire, thinking it would just, you know, burn the front of it, and he could feed it in, you know, like paper into a paper shredder. But instead, it just engulfed the entire tree into the living room.
That must happen more frequently than we think, because I used to work with someone who had a family member. The same thing happened. They say the minute they stuck the tip into the fireplace, it raced down the length
of the
tree.
The whole thing. It doesn't do just a little at a time as you shove it in.
And they had to drop it so it fell on the carpet, caught the carpet on fire.
House on fire then, and it's a big mess. I know when the firefighters got there, they looked over at the coffee table and it was stacked with People magazines. Planters is looking to hire 3 new people to drive around in their nutmobile, Dom.
Is this kind of like the Wienermobile?
It's my nickname in college. It is. It's a giant peanut, Dom, that drives around town. The job starts in early July. You have to commit to a full year of driving all around the country. You also have to plan different events and different stops, and you have to perform in character and in costume. So It sounds like you get to be Mr. Peanut and drive the nutmobile 40 hours a week.
It
doesn't say. Right here it says it's not clear how much the gig pays. But if it's a full-time job, 40 hours a week, I mean, who knows? You might be making $80,000 a year doing this.
I just want to go on record as saying I would never lower myself to driving a peanut mobile. However, if they had one that looked like a cashew, suddenly I'm interested.
A cashew? I'm an almond guy.
Give me the cashews all day long.
The pistachio's the worst, though. That's the one that hurts your thumbs because you got to sit there and... What else is going on? This is kind of a funny story making the rounds. This dude, remember the big story? I think it's all clear now, but the big I-95 traffic jam on Monday. One dude named Andrew Peters flew in from San Francisco to D.C. on Monday, and he ordered an Uber from the airport, and he was on his way to Richmond, Virginia, which already is a long Uber drive, actually, about 120 miles. But then they hit the traffic jam, and they were stuck. He was stuck in his Uber for 9 hours. Initially, Uber charged him $200, which is what he was quoted for that long drive. But then they upped it to $600 after they dropped him off.
That ain't right.
That ain't right. Now, there's a story here saying that their terms and conditions say that your fare can change if your trip takes longer than expected.
Correct.
But come on, Oobs. Do this guy a solid.
What do they call it? Like, was it not flex time? What do they call it? Anyway. Yeah, and then, you can
they can jack you up.
You know, the ride for $20, and then you get there, and they say, yeah, that'll be $38.
Yeah,
but going to $600.
Come on, this was out of this guy's control.
I think the Uber brass needs to step in and do a PR move here.
Do a solid here, yeah. All right, man, let's do clickbait. It's funny.
Clickbait.
Find it on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. I posted a link and a video to a woman who was married in Vegas. Her name is Kitten. Yeah, that's right, Kitten. And she loves the color pink so much that she married it. She married the color pink at a little ceremony at the Little White Wedding Chapel in Las Vegas on Saturday, and she said she basically got the idea from a kid who came rolling up to her on a skateboard, and she was wearing a lot of pink, and he said, oh, you love it so much, why don't you marry it? So she did. She carried around a giant pink swatch, color swatch at the ceremony, and they say this: she's the first person to marry a color, Dom. So you on board with this?
A year from now, we're going to read all the stories about how she had an affair with yellow.
I posted this on Facebook, and one woman said, oh, I divorced pink years ago.
Good for you.
Anyway, it's a funny story on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.